lazy and fast. How moody I can be. All my insecurities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Picnics and blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's too small. Oh, I caught her with an issue of Bride's magazine, staring at dresses and out rings. But you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be. All my insecurities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised. Oh, but you know me better than that.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in North Korea, where he and Kim Jong-un have signed a mutual assistance agreement. ABC's Britt Clennett has more from the foreign desk.
Russia and North Korea are forging closer ties as they face increasing isolation on the world stage and a slew of sanctions. The mutual assistance pact, it may have ramifications for Russia's war in Ukraine. And today, Kim Jong-un said he fully supports Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's widely believed that Putin is seeking more weapons support for his war efforts in exchange for food, fuel, and military aid.
The White House issuing a strong denial of Israeli government accusations that it is withholding U.S. weapons shipments. That as Israel faces increasing attacks from Hezbollah in the north as it continues bombarding Gaza in the south. The House Ethics Committee looking into allegations against Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. ABC News has learned that at least one woman has told the panel that Gaetz paid her for sex. This is ABC News. An American this morning sentenced to nearly 4 years behind bars in Russia. Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, convicted of robbery and threatening to kill someone. He had been in eastern Russia to see a girlfriend when she accused him of stealing from her. New details in the killing of a child in Houston.
Investigators believe the 12-year-old girl said goodnight to her mother and then sneaked out of her apartment at around 10 o'clock Sunday night. Early the next morning, Billy Jackson noticed something in the creek alongside the road.
I thought it was a mannequin, so I did a U-turn and came back and looked down and realized it actually was somebody.
The medical examiner says the girl had been strangled. Police are looking for two men seen in surveillance video from a nearby convenience store. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Vandals hitting Stonehenge. Two people with the environmental group Just Stop Oil arrested after some sort of orange powder paint was sprayed on the stones. Britain's prime minister calls it disgraceful. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump rallied with Wisconsin supporters Tuesday in Racine. Trump referred to Democrats as radical left lunatics, and he claimed President Joe Biden has no clue. Trump offered few specifics as he addressed issues including border security. Milwaukee's police chief has applied for a job in Texas. Jeffrey Norman is an applicant for police chief in the state capital of Austin. A statement from Milwaukee police said Norman's applicant status has no bearing on his commitment to the city of Milwaukee. Norman has been Milwaukee's police chief since late 2021. And Tuesday, Governor Tony Evers joined members of Wisconsin's Legislative Black Caucus and others to raise the Juneteenth flag at the state capitol in Madison. Juneteenth commemorates June 19th of 1865 when the Union Army announced to the people of Texas that all slaves were to be freed.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid-70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62. For Friday, showers and storms, a high near 80. Saturday, showers and storms, 83. Right now, it's 62.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
While upon my got no direction, we're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending, what we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. You came upon me. That I might drown. I don't know what I was after. Just knew I was going down. That's when she found me. Not afraid anymore. She said, you know I always had you, baby. Just waiting for you to find what you were looking for. Came upon me, wave on, wave.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Pat Green, Wave on Wave at 910. I'm Brian Winnekins. Good morning. This hour, we'll have Today in History opening farm markets. We'll tell you about one lady's luggage that ended up in an interesting place after her flight. We'll tell you about that. On the way, we continue our conversation with Jonathan Halleck, owner of Marbeck Dairy, host of the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday. We're going to talk a little bit about how the farm protects the milk on the farm. We'll talk with Jonathan about that. That's coming up right now. Here's Luke Bryan.
Rolling the bar, me and my crew, their little plan to get me over you. They hooking me up, yeah, buying me drinks with 1,000 girls. There's just one thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. Baby, I see you. What you did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you and my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of a midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of the midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins. Happy June Dairy Month on this Wednesday. We continue our spotlight of Marbeck Dairy off of Highway Double N in Mondovi. They are this year's host of the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday starting at 7. And thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our spotlights this morning. Well, we're going to change from the cows to the milk and how Marbeck Dairy keeps that milk safe for you. It's Jonathan, I know when I talked with Randy a little bit, Randy Kohler, and when I've talked with other dairy farmers, the simplest thing that dairy farmers do to protect the milk for everybody is you guys do a lot of cleaning. It seems like that's all you do is clean.
Yeah, hygiene is a very important thing when you're trying to keep the food quality safe. And once again, not to harp on how we've been going this week, Randy, but when we talk about it, we have a lot of outside consultants that help us make sure that we are keeping up on hygiene. So we use Advanced Dairy and they come down and we do a wash up check just on the parlor every other week, just to make sure everything is washing correctly.
And so it's almost like a mini inspection.
Yeah. So they'll come down and make sure that the pipeline is clean. There's times we have taken a camera up the pipelines to make sure that there is nothing inside that pipeline, but clean stainless steel.
So the first thing that, when the cows are coming in, does the folks in the parlor? Do they kind of do a once over with the cows? How do they make sure that, there's a cow that's coming in that isn't acting right. Maybe we better not milk that cow today, or at least separate that one out. How do they determine that?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things in training here is the parlor. And I can't give enough credit to my guys that actually run the parlor, because they are the heart of this whole operation. And people can discover that when they come down to the dairy breakfast, is just how important the parlor center is to the whole setup here. But the guys in the parlor have to be very observant, and they take great care in what they're doing, from making sure that they wipe off teats correctly, because we don't want any bedding to end up in the milk supply, to making sure that the quarters look normal. They're not large. They're not hard. They all look in good shape. They are clean before they put units on, that they take the first three squirtings of milk out of each quarter to make sure that the milk does not look abnormal, that it all looks correct. And then they attach the unit, and then they go from there.
So that those milking units, do they have to clean those between each cow that comes into the parlor?
So not between each cow, but we do between each shift. So every 8 hours, the whole parlor goes into a hot water wash and detergent and acid. But in between groups, even here, we will rinse off units, and then we will dip them in what is an iodine-based product to make sure that the units are sterile before starting the next group.
Talking with Jonathan Halleck with Marbeck Dairy, and they are the host of this year's Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast. I know I have a lot of folks that have always asked me, you know, how do you properly set that machine to make sure that the milkers will stop milking when there's no more milk left, or you don't want it to take too much?
Yeah. So that's been an interesting conversation all the time. Is one thing about having consultants is they always bring up how your parlor is running in comparison to everybody else. And those units are very specific on what they are looking for. We won't have them by the dairy breakfast, but actually, we are updating our parlor this summer, so it's a funny time that you bring up that conversation. Our units are almost 10 years old, and it's time for new technology. Everything has been moving quickly, as everybody else knows, in technology, and so are parlors. But pretty soon, we will have consistent milk yields and how fast milk is coming out of a cow, and then it'll pull off at each individual cow specifically for her when she is done milking.
Wow. Okay, so it's going to almost be custom.
Yeah, it'll be custom, and then I will get all the data in a computer, and I can make sure that every cow is having a good time in the parlor and where her milk yield is, and if it differs, so that I know if something is up with her.
Talking with Jonathan Halleck with Marbeck Dairy this morning. So once that, before the milk even goes on the truck, how do you keep it from going bad? What are some of the things the farm does to keep that? Because you have to keep it cool to 38 degrees. So how do you do that? You have just a big refrigerated tank that runs, or how do you cool that milk down?
Yeah. So when you have this many cows and you've got 32 units running at any time, it takes a lot to get milk chilled, doesn't it? So to save on energy, we actually have a plate cooler. So we take milk and it comes to the receiver jar, and from there it goes through a plate cooler. And the plate cooler basically works on the system of, it takes well water temperature and it runs milk on separate stainless steel plates so that the milk and water never contaminate each other. And it cools the milk all the way down to 52 degrees within the first 30 seconds there. From there, it goes to our milk tank, and the milk tank is run on two compressors that manage to cool the milk from 52 to 40 to /38 within the next hour.
Wow. Okay. And then when that milk truck comes, do they do some testing too?
Yeah. So the milk hauler has a very specific job when he comes here. He's not just here to pick up milk. He's here to make sure that that milk is quality and that it is clean before he actually takes it. So his job first is to check what's the temperature of the tank. Is the milk cool? Then to look inside the tank. Does the milk look correct? Does it smell funky? And if it doesn't, and that all tests good, then he even runs an antibiotic test before he takes it and puts it in his truck. And so that milk has been checked by my people at the front line, by the milkman before it goes on the truck, and then it'll be checked again at the creamery before it's added to the vat.
We are talking with Jonathan Halleck with Marbeck Dairy. They're the host of this year's Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday starting at 7. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about how the farm protects the land that they grow crops on and all of that water that they use and the groundwater, too. We'll find out more about that tomorrow morning. You're listening to WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Lightning Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-218-9172. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-218-9172 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-218-9172 to see if you qualify. That's 800-218-9172.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. She counting down the seconds
Or maybe having second thoughts and was a little bit all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to do some today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
I can see you got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Or you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that's feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone? What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? You see, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. Cause his boots are always muddy, and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got,
and he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? Lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name.
she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Country club, everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night, after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises covered in makeup, dark sunglasses, and that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear the church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery, but he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. He's standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carrie Underwood, Church Bells 9:33. I'm Brian Winnikin. This reminder, the Maiden Rock Area Community Association's Party in the Park coming up on June 29th. That'll be at Maiden Rock Village Park from 2 to 10 p.m. There'll be 4-H food, games, crafts, kids' train rides, music, face painting, and they wrap it all up with fireworks. Again, that's the Maiden Rock Area Community Association's Party in the Park coming up on June 29th at the Maiden Rock Village Park. Shout out to Max Armstrong. We have reports of Max Armstrong sightings in South Central Minnesota at this time. Be on the lookout. He's on his way to the Red Power Roundup. I think it's Max texted me and told me he was listen to the station, and so, yeah, the Red Power Roundup with all of the different IH collectors going on, I guess, this weekend in Spencer, Iowa. And it's more than just tractors, too. My dad had a scout, an IH International Harvester scout. Remember that growing up as a kid, driving up from Green Bay to Three Lakes, Wisconsin in it. Had the big shifter on the floor, which was exactly the same as the one on the school bus I drove. No, not that age. I rode in. Yeah, I don't think they'd have been letting me drive the bus from our house on Whippoorwill Drive to Douglas MacArthur Elementary School. I'd have been willing to give it a shot. I don't think, though, I would have been able to push that clutch in. A little bit too small for that. But drive safe, Max, and if you're heading down to that Red Power Roundup this weekend as well, look for Max at the show. There should be some pretty nice rigs there, to say the least. Let's run down today in history for today. 1846, the first organized baseball game was played in Hoboken, New Jersey. I wonder if anyone got thrown out for arguing with the umpires, just saying. In 1865, Union Major General Gordon Granger landed in Galveston, Texas, with the news that the Civil War had ended and those who were enslaved were now free. That news had come 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. Of course, today is Juneteenth,
And it is a federal holiday. There are no markets today. The bank's closed. No mail, too. On this date, 1910, Father's Day celebrated for the first time in Washington State. I didn't know this, but Father's Day was not made official until 1972? Really? Wow. Dads were okay with that, though. In 1934, Congress establishes the Federal Communications Commission to regulate radio and TV. So happy birthday to our friends at the FCC. Also, 1953, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were the first U.S. civilians executed after being convicted of espionage and passing the secret radar jet and nuclear information to the Soviet Union. In 1998, three Swiss banks offered $600 million to settle claims filed by Holocaust survivors who said that the banks had stole their assets during World War II. 2019, the U.S. Navy briefed senators about possible UFO sightings. They didn't confirm nor deny, I'm sure. Just saying, they're still not confirming or denying, right? That's what happened on this date in history. Again, markets are closed today for the Juneteenth holiday.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Enjoy breakfast on the farm with the 30th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, cube cheese, and of course, ice cream and milk. There'll be music by Karen and the guys, face painting for the kids, and farm tours too. It's the 38th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, Highway Double N, Mondovi.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid 70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62. For Friday, showers and storms, a high near 80. Saturday, showers and storms, 83. Right now, it's 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh,
talking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone. Wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine. Looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing. But he ain't never gonna let her, never gonna let her go. Yeah. I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone. Wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine. Looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible. But I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I've seen. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. No, I don't mind being the guy with the girl. Yeah, I'm just the guy with the girl. I'm always the guy with the girl. I don't mind it, baby.
I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy. Till you take me down,
take me down.
You better take me down,
take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down,
take me down.
Take me down,
take me down.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down.
Tulsa wind, seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun, but here she is free lying next to me, 'cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair, keep her heart hanging on round every turn. Looking for somebody as wild as her. Wild, wild. Saw that highway and wide in a deep brown eye. She saw a long stretch of dirt road dreaming in mine. She ain't living for a diamond ring, just living like the rock and roll song she sings out loud. Down, blazing up a trail of smoke. Wherever we are, wherever we go, yeah, that's where she calls home. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
day. I ain't trying to fix her, I just wanna kiss her. A few little fire in her soul. But we don't stay forever, but when we're together, I swear that we ain't ever let me go. Cause she knows I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on. Looking for somebody as wild as her.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Corey Kent, Wild as Her, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there'll be a Red Cross blood drive coming up on July 8th. That will be at Durand United Methodist Church from noon to 5. And just call the Red Cross at 800-733-2767, 800-733-2767. To make an appointment for that blood drive. Again, July 8th, noon to 5 at Durand United Methodist Church. Well, if you've ever flown before, like I have, you check your baggage. Of course, when you get to your destination, it's time to play luggage lottery. As you sit at the baggage claim and see if you either win the luggage lottery, everything shows up all in one piece, or you lose the luggage lottery. Because your stuff has been rerouted to somewhere else. Well, one woman lost luggage lottery, but did find her luggage in a homeless encampment in Hollywood. Ani Grace had placed an Apple AirTag in her bag to track it, just in case. She was told by American Airlines, "Oh, we're sorry we lost your bags, but we delivered it to your house." No, you didn't. The AirTag indicated it was in Hollywood, slowly moving down Western Avenue near Santa Monica Boulevard. Maybe the luggage just wanted to go shopping. I don't know. Upon reaching the location, she found her bag at a homeless encampment. All the contents were removed. Well, she gave some money to a homeless person who said, "Well, I bought the bag." Grace retrieved her belongings and left. She said other travel bags were also at the encampment. She suggests that they are being left unattended at the airport and are being taken very, very easily. Of course, American Airlines is like, really? We're leaving all these bags sitting at the airport? Well, we better investigate. Yeah, you better investigate.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Clay Walker, and If I Could Make a Living, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Jonathan Halleck with Marbeck Farms for joining us once again this morning. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our YouTube channel at Duran Broadcasting, WRDN. We continue our spotlight of Marbeck Farms tomorrow morning at about 9:15 or so. We're going to talk with Jonathan about how the farm protects the water, the groundwater, and the soil, too. It's Marbeck Farms. They are, of course, this Saturday's Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast sponsor or host family. Looking forward to being at the breakfast here on Saturday as well. A happy National Watch Day. National Watch Day is about the watch and an industry that's been around for more than 500 years. Choosing a watch is very personal. The choices, of course, are vast and numerous. Even with the advent of the